An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully our regularly scheduled guest will be calling in, but right now we certainly wanted to talk about what's happening in Europe. What you do not understand is there is no way out for the Western European countries and the United States to solve the debt problems we have. They are insoluble. I mean, never in history have everybody in the world been head over heels in debt. America's debt is somewhere between $50 and $100 trillion. That is what we really owe. According to our actuary tables, there's no way we can continue paying our Social Security and Medicare benefits. It simply cannot be done. Not with 75 million elderly baby boomers retiring in the next 20 years. They're already retiring. They're already expecting to get their Social Security and their Medicare payments. And there's just not enough money to pay them. In fact, right now at the present time, as we've said before, 40 cents of every cent of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed. And so we have a problem with debt, and what are we doing? We're going further in debt because nobody wants to face the problem. Social Security costs $70 billion a year, $700 billion a year. Medicare, Medicaid costs $700 billion a year. The Defense Department costs $750 billion a year. That's about $200 billion, and that's about the amount of money that we take in every year. And we're spending about $3.5 trillion. We just have to stop. And of course, what's the solution? Well, they want to, not spend any more money. They want to stop borrowing money. And they say, oh, the world is going to end. The sky is going to fall. No, the world is not going to end. We would be able to continue Social Security and Medicare and the Defense Department. We just have to stop all these foolish things like the EPA and the BATF and the Department of Energy and Department of Education and all of these government bureaucracies that do absolutely nothing other than harass our people. But nobody has the courage to do it. Well, let me tell you what's really happening. Over in Greece, Greek bonds, if you to get people to buy Greek bonds to help them keep their government going because they do not take enough money in to actually pay their bills. I mean, basically, one-third of the population of Greece works for the government. One-third of the population of Greece works for the government. And, of course, they work either directly for the government or through the various corporations. The Greek government owns, they own the post office, they own the electric system, they own the telephone system, they operate the ports. They have all sorts of businesses, and people are employed by them. And that is all ended as of, you know, the middle part of last week, where the Greek parliament voted illegally, incidentally, because it takes a two-thirds vote to change the budget, the structure of government. And they only had a simple majority, so they said, well, the Constitution doesn't matter. We cannot raise a two-thirds vote, so we'll just do it by majority vote and then go right ahead. They have raised the retirement age from 50 to 65. They've cut off all the social welfare benefits. They're going to lay off hundreds of thousands of people are going to be without jobs here in a relatively short period of time. They're going to sell off the post office. They're going to sell off the electric company. They're going to sell off the telephone company. They're going to start selling their ports. And, of course, the bankers are going to pick them up. And, of course, Greek bonds right now, they're over 20%. In other words, they've got to pay 20% interest on top of their already massive debt. And what they're not telling you, of course, is that they have not solved the problem of Greece at all. Greece is going to default. They've simply put it off for a few months. Same thing is true of Portugal. Moody has simply graded down the public debt bonds issued by the Portuguese government to the junk status. So they're interest rates are going to have to rise and rise dramatically. And, of course, if you look realistically at the United States, well, we're going to have to raise our interest rates to get people to buy our bonds, or the Fed is going to have to just continue buying the bonds, certainly by creating money, and that's really what they're doing. They're creating money out of nothing or credit out of nothing, and either directly buying them, as they have under the quantitative easing too, or surreptitiously buying our own debt by lending the money to European banks and having them buy our debt, so the American people will not understand what's happening. What they're doing is intentionally destroying the value of our currency so that they can do away with the debt, and that's the way you get out of this sort of a situation. They understand that. They can't let the American people understand what they're up to, or there'd be calls for their impeachment and the trial of our leaders of this government for treason, because they're stealing from the American people. The cruelest tax of all is the inflation tax, and that's what they're doing. We're running 10.2% inflation now, according to John Williams, be 14% by the end of the year, 20 to 25% by next year. So that means you lose 10, 14% of your value of your money this year, 10, 20 to 25% next year, and indefinitely after that, until your currency becomes essentially worthless. And everything you've worked for your whole lifetime, saving for your retirement, will simply become like yesterday's sunset, gone forever. Well, we don't see any sign of our regularly scheduled guests, so why don't you give us a call? Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Doesn't look like we're going to have a guest here, so give us a call, and we'll just do open lines. But you have to understand, there is no way that this economic situation is going to end other than badly. But the destruction of the financial structure might be, and that's what they want.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. Stan, we're live right away.
What?
We're live right away.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, we welcome your calls. We're going to have to do open lines unless we can get Dr. David Whitney on. So our number is 877-254-7524. Now, you must understand that nothing happens by accident. We have an invisible government. Certainly, if you read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, he will tell you that the Council on Foreign Relations is a national organization. The Trilateral Commission is international. I'm really paraphrasing page 280. And the purpose of the Trilateral Commission, according to Barry Goldwater, writing in 1979, is to seize financial and commercial control by first seizing control of the government of the United States. They have done that. They've made mockery out of our electoral process. Of course, they're members of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. Actually, control the media. They control it through the six major corporations. They control 90 to 95% of the media outlets. And if you are in the media and you tell the truth, you lose your job. It's just that simple. Glenn Beck, whatever you think about Glenn Beck, he did invite Ed Griffin to come on and talk about the banking system, the Federal Reserve System. A week later, Glenn Beck was out of a job. I have personally had people tell me, one of them was Jim Eason, who was a communicaster in San Francisco for 20 years on the largest ABC station in the West Coast, KGO in San Francisco. I was in the studio with him, and he said, Stan, if I told the truth, what I really believe on this program, I would be off the air tomorrow. He went back on the air, and he He said, you know, and if anybody ever told me what to say on this radio, I'd walk out of the station. And they looked over at me and smiled and winked. That's what's really going on. You must understand the media is controlled. If they know, they're not going to tell you. A lot of people in the media don't know Jim Tucker, whose reports on the Bilderberger Group, was in the media for 30 years or more, and an editor of several major newspapers. He had never heard of the Bilderberg Group. He had no idea what this was all about until, of course, he retired and had the opportunity to actually understand how this small group controls our nation. Richard Harwood, editorial page editor of the Washington Post for many years, once he retired, wrote an article called Ruling Class Journalism, pointing out how the people from the Council on Foreign Relations controlled not only the government, but the major media. We have his article, October of 1993. And, of course, you need to read that. You get it from Radio Liberty by just calling and asking. It's called Ruling Class Journalism. And he just lists all the people in the CFR, and he names them, and he talks about them, and how they control the media, how they control the government, how they control everything. But you see, you're not going to get that from the media. And as a result, you're not going to understand what's happening and how they control the banks and the military and how they control the corporations or most of the major corporations and how they control the educational system and how they control the leaders of both political parties, which is why nobody talks about what really needs to be done. And even if we did everything right at the present time, even if we were to put on tariffs, even if we were to raise the taxes on American corporations operating overseas and cut the corporate taxes on the corporations here to zero, of course, we might be able to get the economy running again, but we cannot get out of our debt obligations. There is no way out other than to destroy the value of our currency and start all over again. And that is why they're preparing for a war. Why are we at war with Libya? Why are we financing the revolution in Syria? Why did we bribe the military in both Tunisia and Egypt not to interfere so that revolutions would take place? And, of course, this is long-term planning, because the intelligence agencies control the Muslim Brotherhood going back to 1928. And if you haven't read the book that we carry going into the background of the Muslim Brotherhood, it's called The Devil's Game. We carry these books. You need to get them. You need to read them. The Devil's Game. Of course, the basic theme is that we, starting with MI6, British intelligence, and then later on the CIA, have financed and controlled the Muslim Brotherhood. But, of course, they come to the conclusion it's sort of like a Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein created a monster that turned against him, and that's not true. The monster is not turned against us. We still control this or the workings of these organizations. Our people are planted there, and we have the best enemy money can buy. And when, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood consolidates the control over the Muslim world, we're going to have a war. Now, what that war is, I'm not certain. Is it going to be a Shia-Sunni war with us on the side of the Sunnis? I do not know. Is Israel going to be a Sunni on the side of the Sunnis against the Shia Muslims, who are much more militant in their threats towards Israel? After all, the Sunnis and the Saudis were willing to live with Israel, and the Egyptians, the others, they were willing to live with Israel, but not the Shia Muslims. They wanted to destroy Israel. They wanted to destroy it today. And there is a Shia crescent. It starts with Bahrain. It runs to Iran. It runs to Iraq, which is predominantly Shia Muslim, and then down into Syria and into Lebanon. So that is the Shia crescent, and they then would perhaps be at war with the Sunni Muslims. We're going to have to see how this whole scenario plays out, but you can be sure of one thing, and that is it's going to disrupt the supply of oil from that part of the world. The price of oil is going to go up and going to damage our economy even further. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. This is Talk Radio. I have nothing prepared this morning. Give us a call, and we don't have to talk about what I'm talking about. We could talk about what you would like to talk about. But prepare yourself for inflation. Get yourself out of debt. Get in the items, the supply of items that you're going to need. Make sure that you certainly can survive. And even if you, you know, suddenly you're going to have a lower living standard, we're all going to have lower standards of living. But get yourself out of debt. Do not get out on a limb at all. Just be prepared for the very difficult times that are going to come down the line as the American economy continues to contract. Contrary to everything you are saying, the jobs are not coming back because they're not going to change the corporate taxes. Well, they're going to continue rewarding the corporations that move overseas and punishing the corporations that remain in America. And until the American people understand the Brotherhood of Darkness and their conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to destroy our economy, and until we get people in Washington, D.C., who are willing to do what's right, and, of course, irrespective of the consequences, and even though that they know that the Republican or Democrat Party will run people against them in the primary to punish them if they get out of line, they're willing to do what's right. And, of course, what they need is a bulwark of people in their electoral districts who will get up and fight for them and get them reelected, as Ron Paul has been able to do in his district. Believe me, they've tried many times to get him out of office. They haven't been able to because he has a groundswell of support from the people in his district. We need that for honest politicians. Remember, if you're an honest politician, you'll be vilified and attacked and demonized by the local paper, because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. They have been, you go back and you read the plans that they laid out. This is all described if you read a book by Abbe Burrell, which was written in the 1790s, talking about the Illuminati and how they planned to take over the world and, of course, to destroy religion, destroy all existing governments as this small elite group gained control of the world, and how important it was to control the media. And certainly, you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, you can see how they took over the media. You need to read Professor Ben Bagdikian's, that's Bag, B-A-G, Dikian, D-I-K-I-A-N's book, Professor Ben Bagdikian's book, The New Media Monopoly, written in 2003. He points out how they control these five or six major corporations that control our media today. People will tell you that Fox is conservative, and Fox News will give you information you won't get on the other side, but they'll never give you the full story. They'll tell you a lot of things that are true, but of course they're never going to tell you about the Council on Foreign Relations, because Rupert Murdoch, who control Fox, is part of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He knows what's really going on. He just doesn't want you to know. So they can talk about some of the scandals in Washington, D.C., and the excesses of government, and they will convince you that they are conservative. And they're certainly more conservative than the others, but they're not telling you the full story about the elite group that runs our country and indeed runs the entire world. All of the central banks work together. And you go back and you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. I believe it's on page 324. That's page 324 if you have the book. check it out. Let me know if I'm wrong. But he talks about how the central banks work together in secret meetings. They have secret meetings where they plan on setting up a feudalistic system by which they can control the governments of the world. That's his words, not mine. And remember, he was a liberal. He was all in favor of what's going on. He thought this was wonderful. We needed an elite group to run the world. Noblesse oblige, the obligation of the nobility to take care of us common people, because we can't be allowed to be free. Our number, 877-254-7524. If you don't have Professor Quigley's book, you need to get it. It is the single most important book in my library because it traces the course of the secret society that controls America today. In fact, I was so intrigued by the book that I took off back in 1980 and went back and spent several weeks at Georgetown University, not once but twice, going through Professor Quigley's papers to find out how he knew there was a secret society. I mean, you can write about it, but there's no references in the book. The original book actually had all the references to everything he had. Everything, of course, was documented, but that made the book. It was already 1,342 pages. Would have added another 150 to 100 pages. And so the editor took out all the references, and we could never find. But much of it is his other book called The Anglo-American Establishment. Our number 877-254-7524. Give us a call here, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
www.patriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotpatriotp
Well, back here at the Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, before we can take America back, we have to know what we're talking about. What is America? Why is America different? Why is America unique above the nations of the world? And, of course, until you can understand that, there's no way we can begin to try to take America back. Until you understand America is not a democracy. Until you understand the difference between a republic and a democracy and why America is constituted the way that it is. Recently, of course, Time magazine wrote an article saying that Ron Paul doesn't understand America. Our founders meant to have an elastic constitution so that the elected officials could do whatever they wanted, and that's a blatant lie. But then what would you expect from Time magazine? It was AOL, Ty Warner, of course, who has been involved in creating our reality and lying to us for years. There, Time magazine, Time Warner bought up Colonel House's rights to his diary back in 1970 to have it published and refused to publish it. Why? They wanted to suppress the truth. And they're lying to us about the Constitution. Everybody's lying to us about the Constitution except the Institute on the Constitution, which, of course, Pastor David Whitney works with, trying to get the American people to understand the foundation of our freedom. David, so good to have you with us. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's a blessing to be with you and to your listeners who care about our constitutional republic, who care what's happening as our liberties are being attacked and stripped away. You know, we celebrated on Monday the 235th anniversary of that great day, July 4, 1776, when they signed the Declaration of Independence. But perhaps the most misunderstood phrase in the Declaration of Independence is that phrase, the laws of nature and nature's God. And it's an absolutely critical phrase because that is the basis for which our founders said they had a God-given right to separate from Great Britain. That was the basis upon which they said they could establish a new government according to the laws of nature and nature's God. And so it's very, very important to understand what those words mean, what those phrases mean. And it's not that difficult if you really want to understand it, because you have to just ask yourself, what was influencing our founders? Who were our founders reading and studying under? Where did they get that idea, or was it something they invented on their own? And it's not too hard to discover where they got it from, because all of the founders either studied directly under William Blackstone, a law professor in England, or they studied his writings. In fact, his books, The Commentaries, sold more copies in the colonies and ultimately in these United States than they did back in England, because the people here devoted themselves to an understanding of that that understanding of common law that William Blackstone espoused. And William Blackstone basically said there's three types of law. The first type of law is revealed law. And revealed law, he clearly says, you can read it there in volume one of his commentaries on the laws. And he says that revealed law is the scriptures, is the Bible. It's what the God of the universe, who created this whole world, what he wrote down and recorded for humankind and gave to humankind in that book. And that is the revealed law, which is the first category of law. The second, William Blackstone referred to as the laws of nature. Now, that phrase ought to ring a very, very clear bell, because that's exactly the wording used in our Declaration of Independence. The laws of nature, William Blackstone said, are human conscience and human reason that God has written his law. These are the laws of God written on the hearts of every human being. And basically, Blackstone was simply expounding upon Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. If you look at Romans 2, 14 and 15, it says that God has written his law on the heart of every human being. Doesn't matter what culture they're in, doesn't matter what language they speak, or whether they've ever been exposed to the Bible at all, every human being has an innate conscience given to them by God at birth that tells them what the law of God is. They know, thou shalt not steal. I have some young children, and some of the first phrases that come out of their mouth as they wrestle over toys, as little youngsters, one of the first phrases is, "It's mine." Now, why does a little kid say, "It's mine"? They know it's been written on their hearts by God. They know they have property rights. Wow. They know they have property rights because they know thou shalt not steal. And so every human being, Blackstone said, has the laws of nature written on their conscience and their reason. Now, they might suppress those, and they might actually sear the conscience so it no longer works. So Scripture tells us that that law of nature written on human conscience isn't always reliable because of what man's sin has done to that. But nonetheless, it is there, and every human being has it. Now, Blackstone went on to talk about the third category of law. He called it municipal law, and this, he said, is the laws that human beings write, you know, legislators write and executive branches sign, we say, into law, and so forth and so on. But Blackstone warned that municipal law, what is written by human beings, is only valid, it is only true law, if it comports completely with the first two, with the laws of nature and nature's God, which is revealed law given to us in God's word and human conscience given to us by our Creator. Very interesting to see that that's exactly what our founders were doing in the Declaration of Independence. They gave 28 reasons why we were separating from Great Britain. And if you analyze those 28 reasons, they are all saying the king, or in some cases Parliament, but primarily the king has violated the laws of nature and nature's God. And these are 28 violations. Now, some of the things that the king did that were a violation of the laws of nature and nature's God were legislative acts. In other words, the king passed the law and he said, hey, this is law. And what our founders were saying, they're just following Blackstone, saying, okay, yeah, the king's passed this law. He calls it law. It's municipal law, but it's not valid law because it violates the laws of nature and nature's God. So they're saying there's an external standard by which any action or any law of a civil government can be measured as to whether it is a valid action or a valid law, and that standard is God's law, the Bible. And that's an amazing statement, because most Americans today say, oh, no, you know, God's law has nothing to do with what is lawful or just, or even many Christians have had to say, I'm chagrined to say, many pastors don't believe or understand this. But our founders did, and that is what they based the structure of our civil government upon, the laws of nature and nature's God. And
before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and get a program that will teach them about our government and about the God, the laws of nature and of nature's God. How can they learn about these things and the Declaration of the Constitution?
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Yes, we understand that many Americans would kind of be intimidated by the idea of teaching the Constitution, Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. So we put together what we call a host kit, which is a series of DVD lectures that constitutional law professor John Eidsmo does, who presents the biblical view, the William Blackstone view of law and government, the view of our founders, and then gives a working knowledge to the student of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Then there's two additional lectures by historian David Barton, dispelling that whole myth of the wall of separation that has become accepted as something that is not what our founders intended at all, and so on. These are all packaged together with a student notebook that helps the student walk through each of those lectures with test
questions.
All
the thought, David. All the thought. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins, in business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, here our guest is Dr. David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and David was telling us how you can get in touch with the Institute and begin teaching your neighbors and people in your church about our Constitution. If we're going to take America back, we're going to have to do it. We're not going to get any help from the establishment, the people who control the wealth of this nation, because they hate America. Their loyalty is to this globalist dream of establishing a world government under a ruling elite. So, David, how can people get in?
Yes, with the, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Constitution.
So we've developed this host kit that's really designed to be a turnkey tool. The host has all the answers to the test questions that are after each of the lectures, and tips on how to conduct the class, ideas on how to gather a group of people together and find a location, all of that put together. People can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution at 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if they prefer, they can go to our website, iotconline.com. That website again is iotconline.com. Click the store button there, and not only is there the host kit, there's a whole a bunch of other materials that can help you understand the Constitution, help you communicate this to others. Because you're right, Dr. Stan, it's going to take we the people. It's not going to happen if we rely on any of the educational institutions. They're most 99% of them bought and controlled, so they're not going to do it, and certainly not the media, the major newspapers. All those things are bought and controlled. But it's we the people who can restore our republic. And the amazing thing to me, Dr. Stan, is it doesn't take somebody who has a background in law. In fact, a person's better off not having a background in law, because then they got to do a lot of unlearning they have to do, because they've been taught the false things about law in law school, because the law schools are also bought and controlled by these evil cobble of people who want the New World Order. Instead, we've got to do it ourselves. And we've developed this to help anyone do this, and we tell people, because I talk to hosts all the time across America who are in various states, and they say, well, I'm a little concerned because I don't have the answers to all the questions that people are raising. I said, that's no problem. Tell folks when they raise their hand and ask a tough question, that's an excellent question. I will get an answer back to you, and we tell folks if they can contact us the next day after their class, either by phone or email, with the question that was raised in their class, we will do our best to get them an answer back in 6 days. So if they're meeting once a week, by the time their next session is held, they will have the answer to a constitutional question that just baffled them and maybe made them a little embarrassed. They shouldn't be embarrassed at all. We're all in a learning process. All of us are learning more and more the more we study our founders and study the founding documents. So shouldn't be embarrassed at all. So that's an excellent question. Just give us a call or email us. We'll get an answer back to you so that you can help your class understand these principles. So anyone can do this. We have housewives that do this, businessmen, tradesmen, all sorts of people from every walk of life are doing this. And Dr. Stan, as I've said to you before, the encouraging thing to me, in spite of the darkness, in spite of how bad it's getting under Obama, all those things are raising up people, more and more people waking up and saying, hey, I'm part of a Tea Party, and I want to know what in the world I can practically do to take back from the evil ones. And this is the first thing. It's an education of our fellow citizens, the wider and wider circle of citizens we educate, the more quickly we will succeed in taking back the reins of power and putting out of power those who do not hold a constitutional view, who do not hold our founders' view of law and government. And one of those simple questions you could ask somebody running for office, it usually will baffle them, or even ask an attorney, if you know an attorney or a judge, where does law come from? And unless they've thought about it carefully, they will come up with an answer far different from that of our founders, that law comes from God, the one who made the universe. He's the one that created the laws of the universe. We know that mathematical laws work because why? Well, the Creator made the universe to always come out with a result of 2 plus 2 always equals 4. That's the laws of the universe. And our founders knew that it wasn't just the physical laws, like laws of chemistry, gravity, physics, and so on, that the Creator made. He also made the moral laws of the universe. When he created mankind, he didn't just say, God, do whatever you please. No, he said, this is my law. Obey my law. And so for human beings to think they can create municipal law, that is what legislators spill ink on paper, and then the executive branch, we say, signs it into law, and oh, yeah, the judiciary says, oh, yeah, that's lawful or that's constitutional. That whole process is only valid if they're starting and working within the framework of the laws of nature and nature's God. So, for example, the state of New York here, just 2 weeks ago on Friday, did an unlawful thing. They said a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Well, wait a minute. They're attempting, the state legislature and the governor of New York, foolishly attempting to rewrite the laws of the universe. They have thought that somehow 2 plus 2 does equal 4. Yeah, the physical laws are fixed, but the law regarding marriage, well, we can make it up as we go along, and we can create whatever we want and call it marriage, and that is impossible. You cannot change the law, the moral laws of the universe any more than you can change the physical laws. I'd like to see the state legislature of New York pass a law that suspends gravity. So we don't think the law of gravity is a just thing. We think human beings ought to be able to fly and whatever, you know. And so I'd like to see them pass that law, and then I'd encourage them to go up on the 10th floor of a building and jump off and see what happens. See if their piece of paper with ink spilled upon it, signed by the governor, has any difference in the universal laws of the universe. Does it change them? No, it does not. And so they are fools to think they can change the law of marriage, and they're just going to bring disaster upon themselves. As God's word clearly says, any nation that rejects God's law brings God's judgment. May not happen instantly, and that's why fools often persist in their folly. They think because they're getting away with it short term that they're going to get away with it long term. No, they will not, individually or as a state.
But I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America, and I believe, of course, we're going to see God's judgment and wrath upon this country in the very, very near future. Our guest this morning, of course, has been Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. One more time, the telephone number to call to get a kit.
Our phone number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That phone number again is 1-866-730-9796. And I urge your listeners, get a host kit, or maybe if you're not going to do it on your own, get a group of people together. Get a host kit. Start a class in your community.
God bless. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you shortly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I certainly want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, of course, our recurrent theme is always the same. There are secret societies in America. They center around the Council on Foreign Relations at 5080 68th Street in New York City, the Harold Pratt House, and, of course, Chatham House, which is number 10, St. James Square there in London. And they are, of course, the offshoots of the secret society Cecil Rhodes created in 1891 to take over control of the world, and they've done it. And, of course, you read Professor Quigley's writings. I know they're accurate because I've been through his papers. I've been through the papers at the Harold Pratt House. And, of course, in 1938, they were already planning on how to get us into the Second World War. And the war didn't even start till 1939. These things are all planned long ahead of time. The Vietnam War was planned. You know, we know from Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the CIA liaison to the, the Pentagon liaison to the CIA. And he personally told me that in 1945, we were sending the weapons from Okinawa to Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam in preparation for the coming war with Vietnam. Of course, it didn't start till 1960. We were doing that in 1945. These things are all planned, the war with the Muslim world, or where we're going to be involved in this war with the Muslim world is already planned. They're on a timetable. They know what they're doing. They just don't want us to do. No, are you going to be involved? Are you going to sit back and lose this country? Well, I'm not saying we're going to save it, but we have to try. Because, and of course, we have to be worthy of God's blessing, because without God's help, we're going to lose this country. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Professor Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. We have it, both of his books, that and the Anglo-American Establishment. You need to get the little book by Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. So much available from Radio Liberty at RadioLiberty.com. Look at our pages there. And then, of course, we hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family. You'll tell others about our program and help them understand there really are secret societies working behind the scenes. You say, well, the CFR isn't a secret society. Well, they may have public meetings, but they're not telling you what they're really planning. A small clique that runs the CFR knows exactly what they're doing. And a small clique that runs the Trilateral Commission have taken over control of our government and controlled every administration since Jimmy Carter, and they control the Obama administration. And once you know the names of the people there, you'll see all of them in key positions in the Obama administration. But they're not going to tell you that. Even Ronald Reagan was forced to invite the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner after he had spoken out in criticism of them. Get David Rockefeller's memoirs. We have it. Get the information. Find out how David Rockefeller's daughters are so close to Fidel Castro. That's in David Rockefeller's memoirs. I number 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Living. Vision.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there.